And something that caught my eye today as well, an Australian-owned social media platform describing itself as an alternative to Facebook, which launched a crowdsourced funding drive wanting to boost its place in Aussie communities. Lit, it's spelled L-I-T-T, it's an app, and it combines social media, digital payments, e-commerce, augmented reality advertising, which I'll definitely explain in a minute, all while prioritising local businesses. Now, this funding drive began today. Investors who lodged an expression of interest, but it'll soon be open to the public. A lot of people have been deleting their Facebook in recent months. I was one of them. So LITT, or Lit, it reckons it's had a surge amid all of that. Peter Salem is the platform's co-founder. He joins us on the line. Welcome.
Great. Thanks for having me on board.
My first question is that Facebook's worth over $700 billion. So how can anyone profess to be an alternative to Facebook?
Yeah, so I guess that's the interesting scenario. We're obviously a local platform. We're an Australian-based, Australian-owned and operated company. And we just want to be that alternative for people to jump on board and, you know, I guess experience more local content.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the environment, what people see there.
Yeah, the environment's a hybrid social platform, so you can post content. It's got messaging on there. You've got an e-commerce platform built in as well where you can also have gift cards, coupons, there's redeemable advertising, and we've got our own Visa card attached for easy transactions.
Right, and you expect people to be switching from Facebook to your platform?
We'd love to have as an alternative. So we're under no sort of illusion that people are just going to dump Facebook entirely. We want them to become a Lit member and wake up in the morning and check their Lit app as well as they check their other social pieces.
I reckon with social media, a lot of people are jack of the negativity and the way it divides people. Is it a tough environment at the moment to be raising money? You're hoping to raise $1.5 million in this funding drive.
The platform's been amazing. So we've had such positive feedback on what we've been doing. We've got a really good, safe environment. We've got very strong security protocols around how we operate. And so far, we were the fastest platform on Virtual, which is the crowdsource funding campaign platform, to raise $500,000 that they've ever had was in 40 minutes. So we were pretty pleased, and we're now well and truly above that.
And so what do you do with the money?
The rollout is going to be through the East Coast. So that's the marketing, promotion, and attracting more members and more businesses on board. That's where we're going to push those funds through that we're raising through the Virtual platform.
And given we're radio and we can't see anything as we discuss this, explain to us with words what augmented reality advertising looks like and feels like.
Okay. Well, I guess if you think about Pokemon, it's a little like that. Rather than chasing fluffy creatures around, it's chasing live deals that a shop, cafe, bar, then you can put up on the platform. And they all come with a call to action. So they might find a floating coffee cup floating around the air, tap on that, and it goes into their promotional section on their application. And that drags people into their store with a strong, immediate call to action as to how they're going to interact with that store and get a great deal and discount.
Peter Salem from Lit, L-I-T-T. Appreciate your time and good luck.
Thanks very much for having me on board.